Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast, Colton Special Edition.
This is one of those, how many emergency podcasts have we done
like
in the last
six?
Couple weeks? That's ridiculous. I mean,
oh, even this year? Or in general?
Can people not wait to give their news on a Sunday night so that Monday we can just roll right into it?
All right. So let's talk about it. Colton came out as gay on Good Morning America yesterday in a interview with Robin Roberts. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think both of us are really happy that he's able to live his true self. Like he's able to just come to, you know, the realization of who he really is and live a free, happy life. It's obviously been something that's really bogged down on his heart for a while.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's good to see him have this moment, right? But
yeah,
at the same time, for as happy as we are that Colton gets to now be his most true self, there is still the situation with Cassie that kind of mm-hmm. has came up in the headlines as this has been announced. So today, mm-hmm. we're going to bring on one of our favorite people. We've traveled to Las Vegas with him. Lance Bass is going to be on the podcast today. We're going to talk through all of this stuff. Not only the announcement where Colton Underwood has came out as gay, but also what it means for the situation with Cassie. How does Colton move forward? There's a rumored show on Netflix that is being filmed right now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. We're going to break it down here and just talk about what we know.
And who could do it better than Lance Bass, who was honestly in a very similar situation. You know, he was a guy that all these girls wanted, who had so much attention on him. Being a big boy bander versus being the bachelor, I think that's quite similar. They both came out around the same age. They both grew up in conservative Christian households. So there's a lot of similarities there I want to get into.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do some Colton Underwood, very special headlines, and then bring Lance Bass onto the Almost Famous podcast.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the diaper stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. you cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So right now, obviously, summer's coming up and it's a big time of the year for so many. Well, your social battery right now, probably for most people, is feeling a little drained. Or maybe you're bursting with energy and you're so excited to get out there and talk to people. I know for me, a lot of times I have to moderate my social engagements because I get drained very fast, very easy, and I need time at home.
Yep, me too, especially while pregnant.
It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to, hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns, ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
The executive producers of the Bachelor franchise have issued the following statement regarding Colton Underwood's The Bachelor Season 23 interview on Good Morning America this morning. Ashley, what's the statement?
Their statement reads, "We are so inspired by Colton Underwood's courage to embrace and pursue his authentic self. As firm believers in the power of love, we celebrate Colton's journey in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, and asexual plus community every step of the way."
Bachelor Nation rallies around Colton Underwood after he comes out as gay. So proud of you. This is according to Us Weekly.
So Blake says, I texted him. I'm sure I'll hear from him in the next couple of days so I can let him know what I think and how proud I am of him. I can't imagine. It's impossible for me to imagine what he went through. I'm proud of him for being true to who he is. I hope that he's able to give a lot of other people courage to do the same. Proud of my guy at Colton Underwood. And Hannah Godwin also said, I support Colton for having the courage to be finally able to live his life authentically. Nobody should have to hide from who they really are. I always wish Colton the very best and hoping that he has found peace. Hannah, of course, was his second, third runner up, and Tayshia was in that group as well. And Tayshia says through her rep that she's very happy that Colton is now able to live his life openly without fear of sharing who he is.
Former Bachelor star Colton Underwood comes out as gay. This is according to Good Morning America.
Yes. Okay. So here are some of the quotes from the interview. He said, I ran from myself for a long time. I hated myself for a long time. I am gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year, and I've been processing it. And the next step in all of this is sort of letting people know. I'm still nervous, but it's been a journey for sure. He also says, Robin Roberts, who is also openly gay, said that she saw the joy and saw the relief in Colton before and after the interview. She said that he was like all tense and, of course, very nervous before the interview. But then afterward, it just seemed like a weight was lifted. He said that he's going through, a very emotional time, but in a very good, happy, positive way. He says it's the happiest and healthiest he's ever been. There was a time where he said it was a wake up call. He said he would have rather died than said that he was gay. He said that there was a moment when he was living in LA when he woke up and he didn't think he was going to wake up because he didn't have the intentions of waking up. And he did. And that was a moment where he knew he had to take back control of his life.
Well, there is obviously the celebration, I think, for most people. I'm not going to say everybody. I'm sure there's some people out there not feeling this way. On Colton Underwood's announcement, there's a celebration. There's some peace. There's a lot of courage that it took for Colton to do this. This is starting a whole new journey that, we all hope lifts a burden from him. However, as many people have stated, and we've got a lot of messages, there's a lot of headlines, a lot of opinions about this. We have to talk about it. You still have the Cassie Randolph situation still looming, right? Mm-hmm. There was the restraining order placed on Colton by Cassie. Mm-hmm. That was then dropped over a series of a few months. And now, Colton has came back into the public, I guess, because he kind of, went away for a bit with this announcement. And so this headline reads, Colton Underwood publicly apologizes to Cassie Randolph after coming out as gay. The quote is, I made a lot of bad choices. This according to Us Weekly.
Mm-hmm. He said, I got into a place with my personal life that was dark and bad, and I can list a bunch of things, but they'd all be excuses. I'd like to say I'm sorry for how things ended. I messed up. I made a lot of bad choices. I loved everything about her, and it's hard for me to articulate exactly what my emotions were going through that relationship with her because obviously I had an internal fight going on. He says, I would just say that I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. I'm sorry for any pain and emotional stress that I caused. I wish that it wouldn't have happened the way it did. I wish that I had been courageous enough to fix myself before I broke anyone else. It's interesting how much has happened with Colton since his memoir came out a year ago. At that point, he was still with Cassie. There was no restraining order and no harassment charges. He hadn't come out as gay. And he talks about, so I'm just wondering, is he going to come out with like a whole fresh book? Because it's funny because the book was called The First Time Finding Myself and Looking for Love on Reality TV. And now he's kind of admitting that he hadn't found himself at that point when the book came out. I know that there was rumors that he was going to add chapters to it, but it really makes me wonder if he's just going to like completely write another book.
Well, yeah. Hey, Colton, for everything that people are celebrating about, Colton always has loved to take advantage of the opportunity. Like, I don't think anybody's going to say that's not true. And so, if there's a book written, not a surprise, maybe it's needed. Maybe it can be a good next step for him. you know, it gets really difficult now. I think when it comes to the situation with Cassie, after the restraining order was dropped, we haven't heard a lot about it from either of them. So there's not, since we've talked about it before, you know, we've talked about it in a few episodes in the past. We don't have a lot of new news and updates on it. There's not a lot of new information. Neither of them have really spoken their opinion. The only thing we have is Colton's now announcement, because this is the first time he's kind of came back to public, apologizing to Cassie for the pain that he caused. Now,
Cassie is saying, well, she's not saying it. Somebody is saying it for her, that she's still processing this announcement. She was not made aware that this was going to be coming out.
And so I think over the next few weeks, this will be something that we cover. We have to talk about it. We'll have to see, you know, what her response is, give her time and the space to process, give her the space that she will need to process. You know, but we can't just act like this didn't happen a few months ago, right? That it did, but it also, I mean, and this is my opinion, and please tell me if anybody out there disagrees, but we can still celebrate the fact that Colton had the courage to come out and tell the world that he's gay. I think we can still, I think we can still feel good about that at the same time, not being okay with what happened a few months ago.
Precisely. Okay. Exactly. We can feel multiple things at once.
Because personally, like, I struggled with that. I did yesterday as this came out, as I watched the interview, as you know, as you see somebody that you know sit on national television and announce something that you know he had been holding on for a while, you knew that wasn't easy for him to do. So, you know, I personally had the emotion where I was like, I'm really happy for this moment, but I'm still not okay with what happened in the past.
Exactly.
How do you balance and navigate that tension? And I personally don't know yet how I can battle, but this isn't about me. You know, I'm just sitting here as a fan or a viewer. Like, this isn't about me at all.
We just have to continue. I feel like we just continue to feel a little bit conflicted in this while, like, we wait for Cassie to say something. Not that she needs to even say something. It's really, like, that's not her life anymore. She really doesn't have to. She doesn't want to.
True. Yeah. But there is a tension there. However, for the sake of this podcast, we're going to cover this story that's massive in Bachelor Nation. It's the first Bachelor who has now came out as gay. This is a story that we have to talk about. That's why we're here today. And that's why we're going to bring on somebody who can really help navigate this with us, is Lance Bass. And I think, honestly, can speak a lot of wisdom and truth into this new season of life that Colton is walking into.
All right, let's get Lance in.
Well, hello, guys.
Hey, Lance.
How are you?
Good. How
Lance
are you?
Lance Bass. Man, it's good to talk to you again. It's been a bit. It was Las Vegas when I was last able to hang out with you, and I think Ashley was probably last able to hang out with you.
Oh, no, no. Lance and I have spoken many a time since.
Oh, yes. We have a very intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm, yes. Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm very proud.
Well, Lance, you're obviously here based on the announcement that Colton Underwood made yesterday. There is, and I'm going to walk through this with you. I really hope that you can help navigate this and share a lot of wisdom, because you've been through this season. But there's these moments in reality television that just like are in a sense like sacred, or they transcend the reality television world. This is one of those yesterday. No matter, you know, what you think of Colton, you've got to celebrate this moment for him, right? Because you know how big of a step this was.
Well, you know, I do feel like the official gay guide to people coming out. It's, you know, in this business, you meet tons of people that are still in the closet. And there's several major actors and musicians out there that still have not been able to come out publicly because they fear many things. They fear what their family's going to think. They, you know, their friends. It's just everyone's coming out is their own story, right? And I'm just glad that Colton could tell his story. You know, I can really relate to his experience, because in a way, you know, I was kind of like in a Batch Nation type situation where, you know, 90% of my fans were women and they all thought I was straight. And I made my money off of women. Right. And singing about love, and using, you know, that market. So, you know, me coming out, it was scary, because I'm like, well, crap, now everyone's, you know, going to see me as a liar, you know, and why did I do this to them? So you start, I don't know, you start telling yourself all these just the worst case possible scenarios of everything. You know, even my family, and you know, I'm from Mississippi. So I was like, well, crap, like what's my family going to think? How is my little small town going to treat my family when I come out? So, you know, there's a lot of things going through your mind before you're able to publicly, you know, admit that, yes, I am gay. And on the flip side of that also is, you know, this gay community is very, you know, diverse, but we can also be very fickle. You know, it's, he's definitely going to get a lot of backlash from the community at first, not the majority, but there is a small percentage of the community that's just going to not like the fact that he came out this way, that he's using, this is, you know, monetizing the experience. So, I mean, you're going to get that. And they don't think that he deserves this attention. And one of those reasons is, and this is what I experienced when I came out, you don't know when you first come out, most people, they have no clue about the LGBT community. They don't know what the issues are. They have no idea because they've been so separated from that on purpose. So when someone comes out as a public figure, so many people immediately go to like, screw that, it's too late, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like they don't like to support it because they don't feel like you know what you're talking about yet. But I don't think Colton is kind of leading that charge of trying to be the spokesperson for the LGBT community. I see him really, you know, taking the responsibility of, you know, learning about the community, sharing his story with this, you know, documentary. And a lot of people are like, great, this is all for the money. He's doing a documentary. Well, yeah, that could be. But I mean, for me, seeing a documentary like that is only going to help the community because people will, you know, every story that you see on television or in a film of a gay, you know, character, everyone, you know, a different person can relate to that. And we haven't had too many representations of, you know, a gay person on television that came from this world, you know, this, you know, crazy sports world where you had to hide it. And I mean, I'm just assuming that one of the reasons that he couldn't come out was because of his family and, you know, his dad, he calls Coach. So, I mean, I've seen that, you know, over and over and over again. I've heard, you know, that story. And so many people can relate to that of, you know, keeping it such a secret for so long because of your dad. You know, it's, I think the number one reason people stay in the closet is because of their parents.
Yeah. Yesterday it was said that his dad actually was there for the Good Morning America interview and stood beside him, which I think is a special moment. I just want to touch on something you said earlier. There's so much you just covered there that I'd love to dig into because quite honestly, I don't know a lot about the community. And I would love to learn more. And feels like this year, I don't know, man, has just been a year of learning about so many things that I've been ignorant to or just not focused on. And so I'm really glad that we get to take this moment. But you made a comment right at the beginning. You said you feel like you're the gay guide in these situations. Is that something that bothers you personally? Is that something that you necessarily, like, and I say this and I'm going to say something here and it could come off. Colton made an announcement on national television yesterday. One of the first things I thought was, is he ready for this step? Like he might not, like he is going to be a face now for this community. You are, as you self-admittedly, like the gay guide in these situations. Is that a burden that feels really heavy? Is that something you enjoy? Is he ready for, like, can you walk me through that?
No, I mean, I don't find it a burden at all. You know, I wish I would have had someone to be able to talk to when I first came out or right before I, you know, came out. It would have helped explain a lot of things to me. It would have helped me say the right things the right way. Because everyone is going to be judging you so much, you know, in this moment, right when you come out. I remember when and in my situation, and I don't know if this was his situation too, but, you know, I was outed. Like I didn't have a choice. Like I had to come out or they were going to write the story. So I was kind of like really just pushed out of the closet. So I didn't really have the time to find gay allies and you know, talk, you know, get to know the community before I came out. And so, you know, you'd show up at HRC events, which I've done before, you know, as a quote unquote straight guy. But this time, you know, I go up on stage and I make a speech and, you know, two tables get up, flip me off and leave, you know? So it's just like, holy crap. That was my introduction to the gay community, that event. Like, well, this is going to be a very long road.
What is HRC? Just so I'm
The Human Rights Campaign. Yeah, okay. It's a really great organization. But, you know, but I understand where they're coming from. I get it. It's not the way I would do it and try to educate people. But I, you know, there's a lot of hard feelings for especially the older gay community, because of what they had to go through. I mean, the older generation of gays, they went through some shit. Majority of their friends died from the AIDS pandemic and mm-hmm. they just saw a lot of death and all the fighting they had to do just to get equal rights. I mean, it's a lot harder than it is today. And I think a lot of that generation looks at us youngins, and especially even Colton, the young ones, that they don't understand where the community came from and that they're not willing to understand it. But, you know, but you have to give him a chance. Like, he just came out. Like, let's see what he does with it.
Mm-hmm. You were 27 when you came out and you were forced out. What took you so long?
Many reasons. I mean, the number one was NSYNC. You know, as long as I was in the group, I didn't want to even talk about it, mention it, act on it, because, you know, it was so ingrained in me that if anyone found out I was gay, NSYNC would be over, done. And now I've got, you know, my four best friends, you know, careers in my hands that I just completely just trashed. That was the number one. I just didn't want to hurt, you know, my group. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the next, you know, problem I had was being where I'm from in Mississippi. You know, you grow up, you know, I grew up in the church, going to church three times a week. And, you know, you're taught that gay people are going to hell and they're pedophiles. And it's just, you have such a bad feeling about gay people. You know, and when that's instilled in you at such a young age, you think that's the truth. I mean, why wouldn't it be the truth? You're the adults are telling you this, your preacher's telling you this, mm-hmm. so they're not lying to me, you know? So growing up in an environment like that really does keep you in the closet, because you don't know what hate you're going to receive.
When you did come out, like, did you even feel any of the hate that you expected to receive?
It was way less than I thought. I mean, of course I saw, you know, the bigots go after me. And I mean, even today, I mean, gosh, I'll go on social media and I still get called fat like every day of my life. So that's just part of it. But I also got called fat when I was in NSYNC the whole time too. So it's something that I've been used to of just everyone assuming I'm gay. Right. But I was very surprised because when I came out, it was a different time. It really was. It was 2007. Yeah. And, you know, being gay was still just a crazy hard thing to be. And especially in entertainment, like no one could be gay and on radio, you know, no one could have their own show or own film, you know, when you're gay. So yeah, I mean, it was a crazy time. And I thought that, wow, everyone is going to hate me. Everyone's going to hate NSYNC. Everyone's going to make fun of me and be like, of course the boy bander's gay. Oh, tell me something we didn't know. Like, just really just take the negative with it. But I mean, I would say 90% was so positive. And it was the first time I saw, you know, in my lifetime, it was the first time I saw such a crazy positive reaction to someone coming out. Because we all saw what happened to Ellen and other people like her. And you know, watching the story of someone like Ellen keeps people in the closet even more. They're like, crap, see, told you, that's what happens when you come out.
I'm just interested because, you know, Colton obviously mentioned it. You know, he grew up in a Catholic home. You know, the church played a big role. And I won't go into detail. I was able to talk to him a little bit about this yesterday. This is something that hurts my soul in the deepest of ways, that he would feel, you know, that he couldn't be his truest, most authentic self because of the church. Where does your faith lie today? And have you found that community within, you know, the faith world that does support you?
Yeah. You know, my faith, you know, evolves a lot. You know, in my life now, I wouldn't say that. I don't believe in organized religion. To me, I think, I used to, but in recent years, I've realized that organized religion has just been used for hate, and it's basically organized hate. And I just think that's horrible. And you saw that in the last 4 years, you know, when we had, you know, Trump in office, and, you know, a lot of the evangelical Christians were in control of this country for 4 years. And we saw the hatred come out in the last 4 years. And it's just, you know, I think that's horrible. You know, when I grew up in church, it was all about, you know, giving back to others and loving people. And it was really, you know, I grew up, you know, just the teachings of Jesus Christ, which to me today, Jesus Christ has the best message. I mean, it's the same thing with Buddha also. You know, Jesus didn't, you know, Jesus wasn't a Christian. He was Jewish, but his message was exactly what I like to you know, model my morals after. Because everything that has been written about what he has said or done has been all about love and acceptance and exactly what, how I believe in the world. And then to see my same churches that taught me that use those words to turn them into hating me. I just saw the evilness of it. I saw the corruption. And so, no, I don't believe in organized religion as much as I did. I mean, I'm sure there's some great churches out there. There's some great churches in LA that are very accepting of gay people. And I have lots of gay Christian friends. But I can never be a part of that anymore, just because it's just gotten too corrupt.
Thanks for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. Colton talked about like praying to God that he wouldn't be gay, and like praying that he said when he got the bachelor role that he thanked God for making him straight and allowing him to find his wife and to have kids. Did you go through a phase like this?
Everyone I know did. I mean, since I probably was 8 years old, I prayed every night that I would wake up straight, every single night for years, which really messes with a little kid's mind. I mean, no little kid should have to, you know, go through that. So your whole life, you're fooling yourself into thinking, no, if I don't act on it, it's fine. I'll be able to marry a girl. We'll have a family. So I totally can relate to why Colton thought, great, you know, this was, God gave me this gift of being a bachelor. This means, you know, that I can be straight, you know, and I'll be able to meet a girl and have family. And as long as I don't act on this, you know, gay feelings, it's fine. Cause that's what the church teaches also is, you know, it's fine being gay. I mean, being gay is acceptable. Great. You just can't act on it because everyone sins. Just don't act on it and ask for forgiveness.
Did you ever feel like that with NSYNC? You were like, oh, I was given all these girls to choose from.
Yeah. Yes. It was God's little joke to put me in a group with 90% female audience. I mean, it kept me safe. That's sure. For sure. but yeah, I mean, it was funny that was the path that my life went. But I mean, there was a reason that it happened, and hopefully, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing on this planet because of it.
You dated women too, like Danielle Fishel. Sure did. It was like kind of, you know, it was like a fling, right? You took her to prom and stuff, but
no,
you dated,
Danielle, we dated for like 2 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. She was my longtime girlfriend. Yeah.
I remember being so jealous of her. I was like, not only is she Topanga, but she's dating Lance.
I know. And then my thing was like, look, if I can't, you know, be attracted to Danielle or, you know, fall in love with her the way, because I thought I was in love, but I was also a teenager. So I felt, you know, I thought that's what love was. But of course, once I felt true love, I'm like, oh, that's what that feeling is. But I knew if I couldn't find that true love with Danielle, there's no way I could find it with any other girl. Aww. She was just the perfect person.
Aww. Well, Lance, I know you're really busy, and we really appreciate you coming on. We just have, I personally only have a few more questions for you. One is something you touched on as you kind of started this out. You know, there is, in the last day, it's been a mix of emotions for a lot of the fans of The Bachelor. And this isn't about them, but it is the things that Colton is hearing, right? Mm-hmm. You have a few months ago, you have a restraining order placed on him by Cassie following their breakup. And then the news got dropped yesterday, and I believe TMZ was the ones to release it. saying that there is a Netflix documentary currently being filmed that will come out soon about this journey for Colton. And the response, you know, is mixed for him. You know, you have the celebration of him having the courage to come out. And then you have the following of the people saying, hey, Colton, we support that, but you're monetizing this. This feels weird to us. What if you could speak into that, maybe trying to understand his perspective, maybe assuming a few things. Is it wrong to be doing a documentary? Does it feel like he is monetizing a situation that is very personal? And then how do you walk through the criticism while at the same time celebrating the fact that you're starting this whole new journey in life?
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course he's monetizing, you know, the situation, but I don't think Colton, you know, came up with this plan. It was like, all right, let's call Netflix and see if, you know, I'm going to come out, you know. Him coming out is his only, you know, thing that's on his mind right now. But when people come to you, your manager or whatever, and they say, look, you know, we know you're coming out. We would love to document this because it would help everyone and it'd be for the greater good. Like I was saying before, you know, to see just any kind of representation of a gay person on television is good. I think the community, you know, looks at this as, you know, an opportunistic grab of money. But you know, they're gonna think that because also the community is upset with great. They're like another, you know, straight adjacent buff white guy. You know, we're gonna watch his coming out story. What about like, you know, the black community or anyone of color or any or feminine or, you know, all the other flavors of the rainbow. I think they're like, well, that doesn't really represent, you know, our real community. You know, it's a pretty thing to look at, but it's not, you know, the reality of the community.
Lance, so when you came out, had you had a relationship with a man before? Because Colton admitted yesterday that he has yet to have an emotional relationship with a man.
Yeah, we'll see how that story progresses. He might just be a little too embarrassed to admit it right now. But no, I when I came out, I was on boyfriend number three. Okay. So I had already been out to my friends, obviously in three relationships. So my core people knew. I just didn't think people cared until years later, you know, when the magazines started calling saying, look, we know you're gay. We're writing the story with or without you. What do you want to do? Okay. So then that's when I decided, okay, well, then I need to publicly, I guess, announce that I'm gay.
Man, that's got to be, it's going to be a whirlwind. If Colton listens to this, who knows if he will or not. But if anybody out there is listening to this in a similar situation as you were in and as Colton has just entered into, what would your advice be as you navigate this journey?
Yeah. Listen, that's all you need to do right now is just listen to the community, listen to everyone around you, you know, educate yourself. And then, you know, you'll naturally find where you belong in this community. But, the best thing to do right now is, you know, sit back, listen and learn.
Well, Lance, thank you so much for joining us. You're the greatest. You know how I feel about you.
Well, I love you guys.
Yeah. Lance, thanks a lot. I know, hey, you know what? I know you self-admitted it. You're the gay guide in these situations, and you've been a good guide for us. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for giving up your time. Have a great lunch today. Enjoy it, and we hope to see you soon.
All right. Gunkle Lance is here to deliver, guys.
Bye, Lance.
All right. Talk to you later.
Well, Ashley, you know, we're walking into, you're obviously friends with Lance. I've been able to be around Lance. This is a shocking turn of events in Bachelor Nation. This is a big story for a lot of reasons. This is the first time that a bachelor has came out as gay. And now I think, as Lance just said, my job as somebody that is self-admittedly very ignorant in these situations, I've not been able to be surrounded in my life by a lot of people who have came out. And it's, I think maybe it is that we all need to listen. that we all need to learn, that we all need to, through all these stages of the last year, is just continue to stay open to what is going on around us. What are people saying and where are people hurting? We have a few more headlines that I think we could dive into a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
When we come back with the Almost Famous podcast, we'll finish with headlines on this very special episode of the Almost Famous podcast.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
A few more headlines to cover that we want to speak about. Ashley brought it up to Lance during our time with Lance Bass, and we do appreciate him coming on. To clarify and dig in a bit to what Ashley was talking about, the headline reads this: Colton Underwood never allowed himself to have an emotional connection with a man. I want that more than anything. This according to Us Weekly.
Mm-hmm. He says he hasn't found a spark with a male partner yet. He's never allowed himself to. He said, it's never been sort of in my cards to let myself get there. And I want more than anything to get there. He says that he's looking for somebody who can push him and challenge him in all great ways. He says he's ran from himself for a long time. He says he's hated himself for a long time. And this is where he is now.
In addition to that, we talked about this upcoming Netflix series that will be coming out pretty soon. This is confirmed now. There is a Netflix series that is being filmed. Mm-hmm. This was confirmed by TMZ, and the headline reads this: Colton Underwood, reality TV star again. Netflix series about coming out. This again, according to TMZ.
So the cameras have apparently been following him throughout this week. Netflix has declined to comment on the project, though, so it's not confirmed. And this is according to Variety. This is like the ultimate source for entertainment news. They say, from what the rumors are, is that the Olympian Gus Kenworthy will appear in the series acting as a guide of sorts for Colton as he goes through this journey. No word on when the series will launch. And again, no real official announcement of it either, but it's very, very much rumored.
So I guess I misspoke. It's not fully confirmed, but it's very much rumored is probably the best way to say it.
Yes. Very, okay. Like strongly rumored to the point where like there's no way it's not happening.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Ashley.
Oh, wait, I just got a text from Lance. He said, I think it's finally time for the Gay Bachelor spinoff. And I'll take the host role.
didn't Lance host a show that was attempting to do like a Gay Bachelor?
He did. It was on a cable network. I feel like it was like TBS or something. But it's interesting that comes up now because you remember the headline the other day, Rob Mills was saying that they are having some deal with Hulu and they're looking for more Bachelor spinoffs. This could be the time.
Interesting. It's interesting. Well, hey, Ashley, we jumped on here today to cover this story, to cover the announcement yesterday. Glad we could give up the time. Really thankful for Lance Bass to help jump on here and be our gig guide, as he told us. It is an episode. We'll continue to talk about this story. I'm sure this is not going away. We'll continue to cover everything surrounding this story in the next couple weeks and months. But this was a podcast pretty focused on Colton Underwood's announcement yesterday on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts, as he officially announces that he is gay and he is starting this new chapter of his life. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Why did that sound weird? Bye.
But it's fine, Ash.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.